From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Lorelei Schwartz has been re-elected to the Jefferson City Public Schools Board of Education. KBIA's Sydney Steele has more.
Schwartz has served one term as the treasurer of the Jefferson City Public Schools Board of Education and was re-elected last night to serve a second three-year term. She says a goal of the school board is to increase diversity among teachers.
And we have a hard time attracting a diverse group of staff that is reflective of our students. Not only is it just our school district that's having that problem, but all school districts everywhere.
Schwartz says last night's election of Stephanie Johnson will help address this lack of diversity. Johnson is the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of Jefferson City, and Schwartz says Johnson will be able to bring awareness to the needs of the children at the Boys and Girls Club. Schwartz says the school board is working with Lincoln University and the University of Missouri to find ways to attract a diverse group of teachers to the district. Sydney Steele, KBIA News.
Centralia's mayoral race ended closely yesterday, with only a 10-vote difference between winner Chris Cox and incumbent Tim Grenke. Grenke lost by about 1.3% of the total 754 votes cast. Boone County will finalize the results next week, after the deadline for military absentee ballots this Friday. If the total vote difference decreases below 1%, Grenke can ask for a recount. Grenke says he doesn't know if he would do that because he is committed to a smooth transition after the election.
At this point, I don't see what would benefit if I, contested the election or whatever, whatever you want to call it.
Grenke says he will work with Cox to finish projects related to community development and road improvement. Columbia City Council members Carl Scala and Ian Thomas are eager to begin their next terms after their victories last night in the municipal election. KBIA's Emily Aiken has the story from their watch parties.
Celebrating their unopposed re-elections last night, Scala and Thomas said they're ready to jump back into city council and work on finding a city manager, transportation, and public safety. Scala says he's optimistic about interim Columbia Police Chief Jeff Jones and community policing in his ward.
We're seeing some real tangible effects of these relationship-building exercises in some of these underserved areas, and God knows the Third Ward could use some of that help.
Scala is beginning his fourth term on the council, and Thomas is beginning his third term. Emily Aiken, KBIA News.
A bill restricting access to most abortions in the state is making its way through the Senate after being passed in the House in February. At an emotional and sometimes contentious Senate hearing today, opponents of the bill argued that, among other things, the bill doesn't provide exceptions in cases of rape. Representative Nick Schroer is the bill's sponsor and says he discussed that exception with colleagues but decided against including it in the bill.
We believe firmly that one act of injustice should not justify another. We don't want two victims to be made out of one crime.
The bill would prevent abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.